guys, welcome back. It's me, the hooligan. How y'all been? Hopefully y'all been okay. I know it's a stressful time still. We don't know what's happening. Unemployment checks are being cut. Stimulus check is not available. People are losing their homes. It's a sad situation, to say the least. But we're here to distract ourselves from the reality of the shittiest fucking world, alright? I'm here for you. Like, I hope that you guys are doing well. I hope that you guys are keeping your spirits up in every way you can. And talking about keeping spirits up, let's talk about something I've recently started looking into, which is, how do I put this politely? This is gonna be 18 plus. If you're not 18, please just, at least 17, like, stop listening. Alright. A movie second. You gone? Good. Okay, everyone 18 and up. Alright, cool. So, I started, like, listening into, like, audio porn. I first found out about this a little while ago, and I was like, this is interesting. It's like when people put you in a scenario, or like you're like a fly on the wall listening to people like have like these sexual interactions. It doesn't always have to be super sexual. It could be like, you know, pillow talk or whatever. It's really cute, but you don't have to see things, which I think kind of makes it better in my opinion. I don't know, maybe I'm different. Maybe you who haven't tried it, you should give it a try. There's actual apps for it too that you can pay, and I'm not gonna tell you those, and I'm like, screw that shit. But I found out about this a while ago, and I was really interested in this. And then I, you know, I'm on TikTok all the time. Maybe you didn't know, but now you do. I'm on TikTok all the freaking time, and I found about Yatobi Yato, and it's a woman who, how do I, performs audio art, I want to say, because that's what it is. And she plays off different characters from different animes in a sexual situation involving, you know, the listener. You can be male, you can be female, some of this gender neutral, some of them are geared towards, you know, certain things, some of them are safe for work, some of them are not safe for work. Obviously my favorite ones are the really lit ones that are, you know, only in her Patreon, and I'm not gonna lie, yo. Oh, Aizawa from My Hero Academia is my dude. I can't believe how much I like this. I think it should be illegal, but you know what? I live. This girl's range for voices is amazing. So, oh gosh, I had to calm down because it's too good. I just wanted to have a little chat with you guys and tell you about this, because I was like, in love. And I think I might just review some of my favorite ones so far from her, just so you guys, you know, maybe know what to look for if you're a big My Hero Academia fan like I am. Of course, my favorite is Aizawa. I love Bakugo. Of course I do. Who freaking doesn't? but she also has, like, other characters from other animes. She's amazing. It can go anywhere from regular pornography, like softcore porn, to like two dudes in you, or a classroom of sexual like encounters. It's amazing. 100% recommended. If you can, do. And if you can't afford to, you know, she has a lot of stuff on YouTube. If you want to find a not safe for work, it's called Samich. She calls it Samich, and it's like the not safe for work, and it's just great. It's great. I listened to them first. I was like, oh, okay, I'm into this. But I want it to get steamier, and if you want it to get steamier, you have to, like, go to a Patreon or whatever. But honestly, if you're good where you're at, and you're good in that scenario, then you'll have a blast. So, back to the book I'm reading. It's called Love is an Illusion. It's a manhwa, which is a voice in a Korean manga. Why can't I speak today? I'm having, like, difficulty speaking. Then again, I did come back from, like, freaking walking, like, miles, and I'm, like, sweaty, and whatever. Life happens, right? Alright, so it's called Love is an Illusion. It's completed. It has 74 chapters, if I'm not mistaken. And honestly, dog, it's like a 5. It's almost like a 5 out of 5. It's like a 4.5 out of 5 for me. So, let me tell you what it's about. Alright. So, we have our titular dude. His name is Hee Song. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say Song because Song is an easier name to pronounce. Alright. So, Song always thought he was an alpha. Like, he tested himself as a kid, like they do for all these people. And he's an alpha. I should probably explain what the fuck that is. Alright. In this world, there are three forms of men. There are the alphas, the betas, and the omegas. The omegas are the most, like, femboy of them all. They can, like, have, like, uteruses to have kids and stuff like that. And it's supposed to be, like, normal. Like, there's a lot of, these types of stories out there available. If that's something you're into, it's really cute. Some of them are really cute. Some of them are sexual. Some of them are not even sexual at all. It's just, like, an interesting, like, story. If you're familiar with any kind of fanfic, you're familiar with the dynamic. All right? Then there's, betas. And betas are, like, your general dudes, like, you know, like, not particularly, like, not particularly, like, super strong or super talented, like, alphas, but they're, like, a regular dude that you see walking down the street, you know? And then there's, alphas, which are, like, the jackpot of the genetic lottery. They're, like, the toughest. You can have, like, kids with, like, both women and omegas. You know, like, it's cool. It's cool. Like, you know, you'd want to be an omega if that... You would want to be an alpha if you could, I guess. So, Song got tested as a kid because you could test it via your blood. And it'll tell you, like, what you are. But as you get older, you'll excrete, like, pheromones that will basically tell you your position in, like, society. Like, people will either be attracted to you or not be attracted to you depending on where you fall. So, our dude Song is a alpha, but he does look a lot like, kind of like in between a beta and an omega. Like, not total femboy, but, like, definitely more softer, you know, the soft features. Maybe I should explain what a femboy is. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place, guys. I'm out here talking like you know what a femboy is. Alright, a femboy is more of a, like, girlier kind of guy. It doesn't have to be, like, you know, like, it doesn't have to be super effeminate, but more towards the soft girly look, you know, very cutesy. That's what a femboy is. Technically, I don't want to get into it too far. You know, you can be a femboy and still be straight. It's not an issue. Anyways, so our boy Song, he thinks he's an alpha, but he looks more like a omega. So people first meet him, like, they think he's an omega, but he kind of shuts him down, like, now, like, because that's a source of pride for him, obviously. So he's concocting this scheme to try and find a rich omega because he needs money. Our boy is broke, period. Like, he is living from friend's couch to friend's couch. He is broke as shit. Okay. and unfortunately he got no money to really turn to, so that shit happens, right? And our dude, like, ends up working as a waiter in a very, like, fancy party. So he's like, yeah, I'm gonna score me a rich omega. So he buys a bottle of pheromones, of alpha pheromones, to see if it would strengthen his own. In this party, he ends up serving another alpha, and his name is Dojin. I'm gonna call him Jin because I'm not doing this. his name is Jin, and Jin is, like, a total alpha. Looks like it, I guess. Well, yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I'm looking at him right now. Yeah, he does look like an alpha. You know, it's all, like, perfectly ripped and beautiful and, like, attractive. Like, that's just, you know, genetic lottery once again. Like I'm saying. So yeah, he ends up meeting him there, and Jin kind of immediately notices Sing. He kind of notices his smell, he's like, his pheromones, and he's kind of, like, confused. He's not too sure what's happening. But they end up meeting up in the bathroom when Sung is about to spray the pheromones on him. And he looks at him, Jin looks at him and is like, bro, you probably really shouldn't do that. And he's like, nah, you don't know what you're talking about. He's like, no, trust me. Like, you're not, you don't want to ever do that. Like, that's not going to really work. He's like, fuck you, bro. I'll spend mad money on this. I'm going to find me a rich Omega. Fuck you. You don't know what to talk about. So he sprayed himself with it. And then, like, boom. Dude went into heat. And it's an uncontrollable, obvious urge, sexual urge to mate with Alpha. Now, he's never had that issue before. Because he's never experienced the heat. Because in his mind, he was a alpha. Of course, he's not an alpha. He's an omega. And boy starts going into heat. Jin tries to help him. But, like, Sung is like, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. Like, whatever. Like, leave me alone. You don't know what you're talking about. And he starts crushing on one of the guys there. And, Jin ends up stepping in and basically, like, you know, I'm just gonna take you home, like, so you can, like, chill the fuck out. I'll see if I can give you some medicine so you can cool the fuck down, because you've obviously never experienced this before. Unfortunately, though, or should I say, unfortunately for the plot, the medicine doesn't work on him. He ends up, basically on top of Jin. And, you know, they start to do it. Perfect. I know. Yes. And when he comes to, like, after they do the nasty and they come through, he realizes what he's done. And he, you know, obviously both of them kind of feel bad. But, you know, Sung is really pissed. He's like, screw this. Like, you kind of took advantage of me or whatever. So he chills back and goes to, like, his friend's house, like, trying to forget about this dude, like, saying, I never want to see him ever fucking again, like, fuck this dude. But ends up that his friend is, like, not particularly an alpha, but a beta. And ends up being a really big fan of a band. And so, to make him feel better, you know, his friend takes him to a band to go see a band's concert. And it ends up that the singer for the band slash manager for the band is the one, the only, the sexy Jin boy. Yes, he's there. It's his band. And obviously, he's amazing because he's an alpha superiority, of course. But Sung's not having it. It's like, fuck this dude. I'm out of here. This bitch, I ain't gonna do this. I ain't need this. Fuck that dude. I feel wrong. So, he still stays to the music. The music is good. And then he's, well, I'll walk, like, trying to leave. You know, Jin kind of spots Sung. And, you know, he kind of sneaks around and, like, tries to talk to him, tries to apologize to him. It's like, you know what? Screw you, Jin. I don't care about what you have to say. Leave me the fuck alone. And, you know, the best friend is like, what? Like, you've met him before? He's like, I don't really want to talk about it, whatever. Like, all right, whatever. So, our dude ends up going back home to this dude's house, sleeping on his couch or whatever. And one of the best friend's friends come around and he's like an alpha. And obviously he's attracted to the omega because that's how that works. And he kind of starts trying to, like, get to him. So he runs away, basically, and ends up in guess whose house? Jin's house! What? Yes! Jin's house! He's like, hey, like, this is what's happening. Like, I don't want to be abused. I don't want to do this. But he's like, I don't want to stay there any longer. I feel creeped out and I feel uncomfortable. He's like, are you sure? It's time to forth. He's like, yeah. So he stays there one more night, and he's like, don't touch me, like, I don't want you to touch me. The song is like, I don't want you to touch me, Jin, like, don't touch me. He's like, I promise I'm not gonna touch you. But of course, Jin comes over and sneaks into his bed, and of course he tries to give him medicine, of course it doesn't work. And while he realizes he's doing, he kind of, like, escapes and tries to find, like, a job with a living, you know, live-in situation, but he ends up finding himself in the prostitution ring, which Jin has to then go and, like, kick him out of. of course, because of course you'd find yourself in a particular situation. So he takes him back home. He's like, hey, man, like, I'm sorry. Like, you can definitely earn your keep, but don't worry about it. Like, the snow removal isn't for free, you know, but, you know, it's to help you get back on your feet because you obviously don't really have much help. And, you know, I see that you're kind of, like, on your own. I don't want you to be in that type of situation again. And that's weird for Jin because, like, I haven't explained who the hell Jin is, obviously. I've explained more who Sung is. Jin is actually, you know, an alpha from a rich family of alphas. Everyone seems to be alphas for some reason. And just, I guess that's the strong gene in their family. And people wanted him to be an Omega, or at least get with an Omega. But he's like, refused. He's like, no, I don't want that. I don't like the idea of it or whatever. Like, not because I don't like other guys. I don't want to do something because I feel like I have to. Like, I would want to just do something because I want to or whatever. So he's only ever dated like other betas or other alphas or whatever, but never anything particularly serious. So it's like the first time he's been in a real relationship with an Omega. And yeah, he thinks he's like particularly cute and he can't like stop thinking about him. And I do like tries to go and find jobs, but he's like, you know what, don't, like, I'll find you a job because you're obviously a fucking moron and ends up in a fucking prostitution ring. So I'll help you find a job. You stick your ass home. Like, I'll find you a job. And the issue is why he has to find him a job is because Omegas are desirable for the prostitution ring because there's not many Omega men. There are more alpha men than there are Omega men. Well, there's more beta men than there are anything else. But men will pay a lot of money to get with an Omega because they're so useful in producing alphas. So, yeah, like, it's cool. I think it's a sad situation to be in, though, because a lot of people won't hire him just because he's an Omega and not an alpha. And that does kind of suck. So he ends up finding him a job in a little cafe shop, and like there they start to like kind of have a relationship, but like not, because he's very Sung is very resistant to it until he ends up pregnant, and it's exactly coordinated to the day that Sung creeped into Jin's like bedroom and had sex with him. And now you have this baby situation in between, and it's just a bunch of craziness. Honestly, it's worth reading because every second is either hilarious, sad, or just heartbreakingly cute. And the struggle that this man Jin goes through is so real. Like, I don't want to spoil it, but like spoil it for the next like 5 seconds. All right, so just beep me out for the next 5 seconds. Ready, set, go. He ends up running away from me after he had the baby. Like, I was so upset. Anyways, yeah, so it's just an issue. It's just an issue with itself. I don't know. He was problematic, but Jin was my heart. He's the baby daddy everybody wants. Bruh. Bruh. Yes, I am the grana girl that says bruh. But, like, mi corazoncito. Like, I couldn't take any more love from this man. Couldn't take it. I loved him. He loved him so much. Everything, he catered to his every effing whim. And this dude did nothing but have a baby. Like, oh, the baby's adorably fucking cute. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, that was my Love is an Illusion. Great story, honestly. The twists, the turns, the drama, the looks. Because they are serving you looks in this. It's crazy. Oh my god. It's so good. Honestly, I recommend it. I recommend it. Just for the fun that it is. So, I hope you guys have a blast. I'll definitely think about, like, putting up my favorite Get Miyado stories for you guys. Just to, I don't know if you're gonna judge me for my taste. If not, you're cool. If you are going to judge me for my taste, go F yourselves. That's how it is. That's how it goes. This has been The Hooligan. And my...